Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, July 24th, 2023. This morning I will talk about God's promise to Abram. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because you walk with us through the wilderness, shield us from harm, and mentor us when life's challenges seem overwhelming. Do not leave us to our own devices. We confess that we are not always paying attention, heeding your promptings, or listening to your advice. Do not leave us to our own devices. Thank you for the gift of Scripture, the calming presence of your Holy Spirit, and the guidance of spiritual companions. In the power of your Holy Spirit, open our hearts, illumine our thoughts, and strengthen our hands in your service. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. In Genesis 12:1 we read, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. God's promise to Abram starts with a command, Lech Lecha, which the King James Version translates it, Get thee out. The modern translation of just go neglects the social context and spirit of the text. For those of modest means, a familiar social image emerges. A kid comes of age and gets kicked out of the house. The text leads us to believe that Abram is encouraged, not kicked, to leave the comfort and security of home with a series of inducements. In Genesis 12, 2 and 3 we read, And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abram was already 75 years old at this point, we do not normally think this as a coming-of-age story. However, because his father, Terah, died at age 205, compared with his father, Abram is not yet middle-aged. A coming-of-age context here is important because Abram must learn to lead his family in a stressful and unfamiliar context. His father Terah set out to leave Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan with his son Abram and grandson Lot and their wives after Abram's brother Haran died in Ur. When they traveled to Haran, presumably Herod's home, Terah also died. We are not told how or why the two men of the family died. Was it war, disease, famine? But we can surmise that Abram's role as leader of the family is both sudden and mixed with tragedy. No one in their right mind would abandon the securities of family, tribe, and country without a strong inducement. Did God approach Abraham as he struggled in the context of loss and anxiety? We are not told. But if Abram were leading a refugee family out of a war-torn land, then the social context here would make more sense, much like a kid kicked out of the house. One way or the other, Abram's heart is open to the Holy Spirit's leading, and he goes. If we try to intuit the role of the Holy Spirit in Abram's life, two conditions need to be met. First, the Holy Spirit needs to be an active agent, like the Apostle John's vision of the Paraclete. Second, Abraham's life needs to be challenging if a helper is to be of any use. What we see in the Genesis account is that Abram's life is full of challenges. Abram's story begins with the command to go to Canaan, the 1,700-mile journey from Ur of the Chaldeans to Jerusalem by foot would take about 3 months. Once he arrives, he finds the land inhabited by Canaanites. Abram builds altars at Shechem and Bethel, and then on account of a famine, he departs for Egypt. What we see is a long journey marred by outward and inward obstacles. Outwardly, Abram cannot take possession of the land because it is already occupied by the previous tenants. Inwardly, Abram's wife Sarah is barren, which the text discloses even as she is introduced. How can Abram's children increase to become a great nation? Abram's faith needs to grow if God's blessings are to come within reach. This is why it is helpful to interpret Abram's story as a coming-of-age narrative mentored by the Holy Spirit. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.